This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It began in 1987 as a collaboration between the University of New Mexico and Albuquerque's National Institute of Flamenco. This month, it will celebrate its 25th anniversary season, the Festival Flamenco Internacional de Albuquerque, from this Sunday through June 16th, features workshops and classes and performances by four flamenco companies from Spain. And with us this morning is the driving force behind the festival, head of the National Institute of Flamenco, Eva Insinias Sandoval. Eva, welcome.
Thank you so much.
From the beginning, the festival really has been as much about educating audiences as about entertaining.
Absolutely. Since 1976, I've been on the faculty of the University of New Mexico, and the very first festival was in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the College of Fine Arts. The dean asked me to put together a special performance, and for many years I had wanted the students to have a special experience with some of these wonderful flamenco artists. And that was the beginning of a festival that is now celebrating 25 years, of course, has grown incredibly. But our thrust is always education, teaching not just the students of the university or the aficionados from around the world who come here, but our Albuquerque and New Mexico community in this beautiful, vibrant art form.
Eva, if there are people listening who have never been to the festival before and they're wondering, what is the best way for me to be introduced to the festival? What would you recommend?
If you've never been to the festival and would like to get an idea of the vast range of expressive style of these artists, I always suggest that they go to Fiesta Flamenca, which are the two final performances, the 15th and 16th, at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Gala performances that highlight all of the top artists in the festival. You go through this incredible journey of the explosive energy of flamenco, and yet how one artist can be so completely different from another.
And each night will be different.
There are some slight differences in the two evenings in that, for instance, Pastora Galvan one night will dance in Alegrías, the other night she'll dance in Taranto. Rafael Campayo, I believe, is dancing a Farruca one night, and the other night he'll do a Solea. Variation in style in the interpretation of these various palos or rhythms of flamenco.
So audience members will get a slightly different experience
from one night to another. Right. And then, of course, there's the spontaneity of flamenco. I mean, even if they were dancing alegrías both nights, it would not be the same dance because flamenco is very improvisational and very spontaneous. The dancer is going to feel different from one night to the other. The singer is going to sing slightly differently. So that interaction is going to inspire a very different interpretation on any given night of flamenco.
Right, and an element of that is the audience.
Absolutely. One of the things I think that they really enjoy about dancing here is that the audiences really know how to enter in. The artists really enjoy that here. They feel the warmth and they feel the excitement of the audiences.
It is really a unique experience for anybody who has not been to one of these performances before. The 25th anniversary season, this is the time to come.
Absolutely. I guarantee if they see it once, it will become a tradition in their lives.
Eva Insinias Sandoval is the founder and artistic director of the Festival Flamenco Internacional de Albuquerque. The 25th anniversary festival begins Sunday and continues through Saturday, June 16th. Performances take place in both Rhodey Theater at UNM and at the National Hispanic Cultural Center's Journal Theater. For tickets and information, go to ffi25.org. Congratulations on the 25th anniversary, Eva.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.